Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yeah, I know. I just said that personal posts will get less reached on LinkedIn. So what does that mean? Does that mean we should stop posting about our lives on LinkedIn? Nope. And here's why. Those who share our info to buyers are younger, and they want to know more about us than the work version. And more importantly, our personal perspectives make us more relatable, more authentic. Don't underestimate the power of the emotional connection. So the big question, how do we use the personal on business platforms like LinkedIn and still get the reach? Here are my two favorite strategies. First up, use our personal experiences as examples. If we attach a bigger lesson, then we get the best of two branding dynamics. We keep the emotional connection component, but also the practical element of providing knowledge and advice. The key to making this work? The personal information is just the context to frame the content, not the main point. Use the personal at the beginning and end, but make the middle of our post chock full of valuable information. Second is frequency. I think LinkedIn users just got overloaded with personal content. So instead of making every third post personal, how about we scale it back to 1 out of 10? The key here is tone. Go for heartwarming or humor. For example, post a photo of your dog waiting at the door with a caption like, "How a hard day at work gets better." Something like that. You know, it's easy to read articles like this and assume that no more personal post is the answer. It's not that simple. When we look behind the change, users complaining about frequency and wanting more value, we can adjust our content to solve the real concerns. We can convey authenticity and still be relevant. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.